It's day 11 of Israel's war against Hamas terrorists. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Moments ago, there were air raid sirens sounding in the central part of Israel, an indication that 11 days into this conflict, Hamas and Islamic Jihad are still able to fire on major population centers here.
Fox's Trey Yingston, southern Israel, reports Hezbollah militants have been firing rockets also from Lebanon.
Israel has to be prepared for this to develop into a multi-front conflict, and it's part of the reason, according to reports, that the Israelis are taking their time before launching this ground invasion into Gaza.
Where nearly 200 hostages are being held, Hamas released a video of an injured Israeli captive last night. Tomorrow, President Biden will go to Israel for talks with the prime minister, the Palestinian president, and the leaders of Jordan and Egypt. And Fox's Brooke Singman reports.
More than 2,000 troops have been ordered to be on standby for a possible deployment to Israel. As far as we know, the U.S. service members headed towards Israel will provide medical support for Israeli forces, not for combat.
A manhunt for suspected terrorist ended this morning in Brussels when police shot and killed him.
Thousands of Sweden supporters had gathered in the city for a soccer game with Belgium. Two were shot dead and a third injured in an automatic rifle attack 3 miles from the stadium. Later, a man identifying himself as a member of ISIS posted a video saying he carried out the attack.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy was ousted as House Speaker, House Republicans plan to vote today considering Jim Jordan.
The American people deserve to have their Congress, their House representatives working. And they can't have that happen to get a speaker, so we need to do that.
And Jordan says he's more confident now, though there are still some holdouts who oppose the outspoken conservative. It only takes a handful of Republican no's to block Jordan. Former President Trump will be questioned today under oath in a deposition stemming from lawsuits filed by the two people who were inside the FBI, exchanging now infamous anti-Trump texts. While Peter Strzok played a key role in the Trump-Russia collusion investigation, he and Lisa Page are suing. America's listening to Fox.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The judge overseeing one of the 4 looming Trump criminal trials issued a limited gag order against the former president from commenting on her or the special counsel, court staff, or witnesses in the case related to Trump efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Now, while campaigning in Iowa as the 2024 Republican frontrunner, the former president vowed to appeal, saying they're trying to silence him. He can't even criticize people.
So unconstitutional. The good thing is we have so much support, it's incredible.
Now, there's a new Fox poll that asks voters about Trump indictments and President Biden's son.
The same number, 52% in this Fox News poll, believe Hunter Biden did illegal business overseas and that former President Donald Trump broke the law by handling classified documents and allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. On the question of whether both were treated fairly by the legal system, more, 68% to 55% say Hunter Biden was handled with more fairness than the former president. On the other side, 44% said the law treated the 45th president less fairly. Only 25% think Hunter Biden's treatment was unfair. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the day after big gains that lifted the Dow up more than 300 points, stock futures are down modestly. In the baseball playoffs, the Rangers remain undefeated. Texas beat Houston 5-4 to go up 2-0 in the American League Championship Series. In the NL,
regular season, now Harper deep in the right center, and he'll watch this one fly.
Bryce Harper homered and drove in another run, powering Philadelphia past Arizona 5-3 on TBS. In that Championship Series opener, Game 2 is tonight. On Monday Night Football, Dallas closed out week 6 of the NFL season with a win. The Cowboys beat the Los Angeles Chargers 20-17. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois officials monitoring the conflict in the Middle East and potential threats in the states. Governor's been briefed by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency and Office of Homeland Security and the Illinois State Police. He's instructed both to work closely with law enforcement partners and to be on heightened alert for any threats. Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan being awarded $1 billion in federal funding for the Midwest Hydrogen Hub. The hub is a multi-state, multi-sector network that enables decarbonization through strategic hydrogen use. It aims to reduce carbon emission by almost 4 million metric tons per year. The network will leverage all three state assets to expand the reach of the local hydrogen economy. Illinois Attorney General suing City Water, Light and Power. It's owned and operated by the City of Springfield, providing drinking water and electricity to the local residents. Lawsuit accuses the department of releasing more than 700 tons of fly ash into the environment back in 2021. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. Good morning. It's Stevie J coming out of your radio. Diane Ducey's right over there.
Hi.
Harvest, Mr. Greg Solier, meteorologist extraordinaire. I guess there's space issues at some of the elevators.
Uh-huh.
That's really what's kind of keeping people from where to take the grain.
I was telling Greg, how you were helping yesterday as I write for the Southern Champaign County Today and giving us some statistics on how things are going out there in the field.
Well, let's hear about it. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. You want an evaluation on your copy plans with color printing, etc. Call Greg Wolf. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. So what do we know, Mr. Solier?
Well, we know it's a somewhat foggy morning in some areas. You know, one little added point to the harvest thing, and Diane and I could have gone on and on with that article and needed more space. But, you know, we still have issues on the Mississippi River Basin. It is very low. We're close to record low levels, much like we were last October. Quad Cities, one spot. I believe it's Greenville, Mississippi. Memphis, Tennessee, just last week. They're almost a foot below average. So that is probably adding to the backlog and backup of getting, you know, proper storage. It's, you know, starts there or ends there, and certainly starts perhaps at the grain, local grain elevator. I know we've got some elevators over at Royal Illinois. I've been over there a few times. That is probably a situation we're going to have to keep an eye on, getting deeper into the harvest season and beyond from there, is where we're going to put it unless we get some significant recharge and water levels to rise in the Mississippi River. In any event, I digress back to the matters at hand here locally. A little bit of a chillier morning. Some fog areas as well. You get over towards Danville, they're 39, and visibility is at 3/16 of a mile there. Save it, Willard and Savoy, 36, 37 up at Paxton and at Rantoul at the current time. So heads up accordingly here for the next couple of hours. No advisories, but visibilities are down to small fractions of a mile in a few pockets. Partly sunny otherwise, 61 for the day-to-day, 42 tonight, up to 67 as south winds pick up tomorrow with increasing clouds. Late in the day, there may be a shower west of us. A couple of showers for tomorrow night and Thursday. These will not be big rains like we had that came here late Friday with harvest in mind, probably quarter to a little less than a half an inch. 64 on Thursday. Could be a sprinkle here in the early afternoon on Friday. No issues for the parade at 63. Kickoff at 62 degrees with a partly sunny football Saturday and highs again lower 60s. More dry weather ahead Sunday and Monday of next week. Steve D. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
He is a political news contributor, host of Grassroots Truthcast podcast. It's Gene Valentino, the great town of Pensacola, Florida. Gene, how are you?
And a pleasant good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, we have a Speaker of the House today.
50-50 shot. We'll know, I hope, by 12 noon. Jim Jordan has closed the gap, but we still have about 10 Republicans that may still oppose him. This is a scary time. I don't know what they're, speaking of scary, I don't know what the Republicans are so concerned about. I'm beginning to wonder, are the Republicans scared that Jim Jordan may, in fact, fix Washington, D.C.? I would have been happy with either Scalise or Jordan, but at this point, I'm tired of looking at all these Benedict Arnolds in the crowd that are messing things up in the first place.
Has there ever been a Democrat in the history of mankind to ever vote against their bloc? It's amazing. I give the Democrats credit. They never go off their... They don't break. Why can't the Republicans figure something like that out?
Well, think about it. At the 11th hour, when Kevin McCarthy came in, he acquiesced in the spirit of cooperation and went to a rule of just one. So any one House of Representative party person can bring forward the motion to oust the speaker. Nancy Pelosi never had that rule. She had a little cabal of her own with 6 to 12 people. Her rule was that you had to put, I forgot the exact number, 6 to 12 people had to get together and come forward with the motion to remove the speaker. That's what protected her.
But didn't she tell McCarthy to give it to him and that they have his back? Didn't she? Is that true? That's what I...
How'd that
work out for Kevin? Did make a deal with... Wasn't that a George Herbert Walker Bush, no new taxes, the Democrats had his back? I remember
there
that.
There you go.
Wow.
Yep.
What the heck?
There you go. So we've got to be more stern. We've got to have good leadership. Look, I commend McCarthy for what he was trying to move the mountain in the few months he was on board. But tell me in this democracy, how do you make 100% of the people happy 100% of the time?
No.
The leadership issue is the most important thing right now. Hostages remain captive while Israel invasion is about to loom. Hamas is trying to show they are taking care of at least 199 hostages in Gaza, and we don't have good leadership in the House of Representatives to do what?
No.
Protect our own border first, for crying out loud.
It's a dizzying time, Gene, a dizzying time. So I figured out how the young college students that are protesting have kind of dealt with the fact that the massacre was so brutal. They don't believe it. They simply say it didn't happen. It was AI. It was special effects. The Israelis lying. They didn't behead babies. You're lying. I don't know how you even talk to that. It's so many people. CNN reported. I mean, it's just, I don't know how you deal with it when they deny everything that is bad on their side.
Mass formation psychosis. Good point. There is a movement to try to sway, and it's happening through the colleges and universities, to steer the thinking of our college students, and some of the professors are on board now pushing this. Now, regardless of your political point of I don't know how a good brain surgeon learns in college and universities the specifics of a good surgery with this kind of diatribe flying around him in the environment in which he's trying to get a degree and learn. Same applies for any other profession that you're trying to come out of college with. We need to get back to the basics in college and universities of training our students to become leaders in this nation. Right now, it's a transformation cesspool that's trying to transform the thinking, and I suspect the new leaders that come forward in the Congress and the president must step up and do what's necessary to bring us back to what our universities were intended to be.
Yeah, well, that doesn't feel like that's, I mean, think this has been going on for 50 years. It's just been a gradual evolution, and now it's like,
yes,
oh my gosh, goodness. Yeah. Gene Valentino, how can people connect with you, sir?
Oh, thank you. We have a website, GeneValentino.com, and on it is Gene Valentino's Grassroots Truthcast, where we do interviews and have guests on weekly. Last week, we had Elliot Chadoff on. He was the Israeli Defense Forces officer who was giving us some insight on what was going on within Israel as it was happening. That was about 7 days ago we did that interview with Mr. Chadoff. He's providing consultation and insight to Israeli leaders on an attack approach on how to deal not only with Hamas within the Gaza Strip, but the Hezbollah the north in Lebanon.
Right, that's a danger as well. Gene, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Gene Valentino on the Tapman's Towing phone line. ESPN 93.5, quarter after 7 with some sports headlines.
So I was just looking at the preseason AP Top 25 poll, and Illinois is at number 25. So But I'm looking.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kansas is number one.
Yep.
And that game is in this month.
October 29, yes. The Kansas Jayhawks come to Champaign for a play date. This is an exhibition scrimmage. 125
bucks.
We're
taking on the number one team in the nation.
This is just a play date. This is our Bill Self in a play date.
Wow.
Kids do it all the time.
I know.
So it's 100, was it 175 bucks for the lower level, and then we're raising money for Maui?
Yes. Maui Strong is the theme. I know Game Day Spirit has gotten on board at the last week of October. They'll have a bunch of, you know, shirts that people can buy. I mean, it's going to be fun, but I didn't realize they were number one.
Yeah, they got bowl. Hunter Dickinson added to a bunch of other five-star people. Now you got a veteran guy. Bill Self told Brad Underwood in the phone call to set all this up that he's going to walk in the State Farm with Hunter Dickinson and tell all the booing is for him, not Bill Self. And Brad said, that's brilliant, Bill. Anyway, it'll be a fun thing, and it kind of tells Illinois can kind of see where they are stacked up against some really good players.
Right.
So, it'll be fun. I think a lot of people
and
are looking forward to it.
This article says the talent returning this season includes Terrence Shannon Jr. and Coleman Hawkins back into the fold after they were legit NBA caliber players on their roster. So.
I saw Luke Goody at church. He was with Marcus Demance,
awesome.
The new kid from Southern.
They're, yes.
I would say exactly the same height. Luke Goody, 6'7", 6'8". Marcus
awesome.
Is exactly looks the same to me. So
okay.
He's the new guy that also can shoot the three.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping here.
Number two is Duke. And then we have some, you know, Big Ten in the top five here with Purdue at number three and Michigan State at four. And Marquette is five.
Wow, we get Marquette.
Marquette's
going.
In the first
here,
five
though,
games.
They're coming
yes.
here. Okay, that's good. It's good.
In November.
And they're top five?
Yeah, they're number five.
Marquette?
I know.
Okay, fine.
And that's why Father Joe Donneville, who went to Marquette, wants to come see this game.
I don't blame him.
All right, so let's move on to, let's see, NFL action had the Dallas Cowboys beating the LA Chargers 20-17 yesterday. Thursday will be Jacksonville at New Orleans, Stevie. Mm-hmm. So take note of that.
Johnny will be there.
And I know that Indianapolis' quarterback, Anthony Richardson, will undergo some shoulder surgery this week. So, yikes.
These quarterbacks, that's why they throw a flag every time somebody breathes on them. They just go down.
I see.
And the quarterback, you got to have a great quarterback or you're not doing anything in the NFL. And that's why I said yesterday, Justin Fields can be quarterback, but he can't be Superman. You can't let him get hit as much as he had. He can't grip the football today still.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Bears have lost their quarterback for a while. So,
okay.
Man.
Well, the Bears will be hosting the LA Raiders on Sunday, and the Colts are hosting Cleveland. So those are games to take note of. Of course, we're ready for Illinois and Wisconsin. That's a 2:30 start on Saturday. Our live broadcast will happen on Friday after 3 at Pia's. So join us. We've got tickets to the game that we're handing out
all right. And
all kinds of fun things. And with it being homecoming, lots of guests coming in.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you they've got all kinds of great programs. If you want to check it out or look at some job opportunities as a side hustle, urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity. Pleasant day's worth of early autumn weather ahead for the day today. After some areas of low clouds and fog, we'll get into some sunshine. Next weather system of Pacific origin. Expected to increase shower activity here between late tomorrow, more likely tomorrow night into Thursday. Could linger on Friday, but no big deal expected. Maybe just a couple of sprinkles with parade activities in mind for homecoming and for homecoming itself, the ball game and into the weekend. Temperatures a little below average, but dry weather is expected. Same like today with a partly sunny sky. Some fog patches around this morning. Heads up, keep the low beams on early on with a high temperature around 61. Light west wind, partly cloudy, 42 tonight. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. Breezy, milder up to 67. Threat for a shower late in the day. And a couple of rounds of showers tomorrow night into Thursday, ending Friday, quarter to less than half inch with harvest operations in mind. Highs up to about 64 on Thursday, 63 Friday, lower 60s for the weekend. Nights down near 40. For CVJ Podcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced...
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. Investors are mulling over some big reports in this morning from Johnson & Johnson, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs, all beating estimates for earnings and revenue, though the investment banking heavyweight Goldman Sachs did see profit decline from a year ago.
That shows you the drop, steep fall on real estate losses, and also the write-down of its Green Sky. It's fintech, does home loans. They're trying to ditch their consumer aspirations, their consumer side of the business.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. And the British sterling is falling after data showed that growth in British workers' regular pay slowed from a previous record high, and job vacancies also dropped, with a softer labor market boosting the chance that the Bank of England will hold rates unchanged. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Justin Eint, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eint, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com and let's get started on your project.
All right, so Illinois, Wisconsin, the Badgers are favored, but not as much as they would have been had we lost to Maryland. Wisconsin comes in as a 4-point favorite. So there's that. Brett Bielema spotted at La Peep Sunday morning with his wife and two little girls.
Nice.
Having a little breakfast. And don't think that happens much.
Right.
I think these coaches... If you didn't know, college coaching has changed and evolved over the years to being a job where you work really hard, you get paid about $50,000 a year, and then see what happens, and then, yeah. So now it's you get paid $1 million as a coordinator, not a coach. As a head coach, you get, you know, hundreds of, it's a good paying job. It's really a lot of money. I think somewhere psychologically, I'm no psychiatrist, I think somewhere in the minds of these hardworking men is that I've got to earn this, so we got to get in there at 5:30 in the morning and leave at about 1 a.m. And I don't know why else you need to spend that much time coaching football. Sorry, I just, it's not brain surgery.
Right.
And you're missing everything in the family, and they know that. Uh-huh. But they feel like, you know, you got meetings, you got, they work really, really hard.
Right.
But they are working all the time. Yeah, I'm 6 a.m., 1 a.m. I mean it. Ask around. They work that many hours. Anyway, I would think, a very difficult job when you're missing so much. So when Brett gets to be with his family, with any of the coaches get to be with their family, it's a treat. But they're intense and they're after it. And listen, pressure's on. You know, it's great. You got a, you know, $6 million head coaching. Great. But would you rather have the money or would you rather be successful? I would bet you, now, the money takes care of a lot of worries, But wouldn't your legacy, you want to be winner versus, hey, you got $3 million, but we didn't win any games. Yeah, but you got we didn't win any games. There's no satisfaction there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice, but when you get the money, it's not a... The money that we chase in the lottery and everything else is a scam. It isn't what makes you happy, but you can't tell people that because that's what makes them... Because if you only had... If you just could get to... If you had this one... Then it would all... It didn't work like that. But you have to kind of get there. I never forget the story of the guy that was, you know, $300,000 in debt and credit cards, and he built this company. And he said, you know, we're worth millions now. He said, it was a scam. He said, this isn't it. You cannot hug a checkbook. It doesn't matter. And it was poignant, and I'll never forget, it's 30 years ago he told me that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so these coaches work really, really hard. Brett Bielema gets to go to breakfast with his family, so happy. He had a victory dinner on Sunday night, I guess, and
right.
Victory dinners
and
mean
between,
what?
There was...
What does it mean, victory dinner? You don't get steak on other nights? I don't get it. Just you
It
get...
was a big win
yeah,
against
but you
Maryland.
Yeah, but you get rice when you lose, okay? That's it.
There
Eat
you
your
go.
Rice and be
Please,
happy.
Sir, can I have some more? I just think about the homecoming fountain dying, so he went to that too late
wow.
morning on
Good.
Sunday.
Good
so,
for him.
No. You know, it was that kind of a day.
Homecoming
just celebrate.
2023.
Yes.
So we'll see what we can get, but the whole thing with Maryland just brings the football back into play. We'd given up. Yes, we had. Don't say you didn't. You'd given up. You didn't
Did
care.
Did you actually put some money on the Illini?
I tell you,
my
last thought was Illinois, just simply because I could not believe the wave of pessimism
yeah.
about everything.
Yep.
And so Brett Bielema will be on tomorrow. At 8:05,
that's
if you
right.
want to hear the
Looking
head coach.
Forward to that chat.
Okay, we have a $500 bill we're giving away to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can't get this anywhere else. Just because you listen here and you know about Stever, you're in kind of a secret club. I have not really pushed it out there yet. Thousands and thousands. I pushed it on the radio, but never out there like social media. Thousands and thousands of you have joined because you figured this out that you can get free money.
Yeah.
At good local businesses today, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. So if you have a need and you think you'll spend $1,000, and I hate to tell you, if you go in and buy anything, it's going to be $1,000.
I agree. They're located at 1510 North Neal Street, and boy, do they have a great selection.
I would suggest buying something on the floor. That's what we did with the washer dryer. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're in for a long wait.
Mm-hmm.
It's still kind of slow if you want to get this one particular unit. That's this and that's that.
Right.
If you want all that and they don't have it, then they'll order it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still going to take a while. So anyway, I've got $500. What you do is you either go to ghoststever.com and enter, or text DVD, as in Dick Van Dyke. Nothing to do with the actor. I always thought it did, but it doesn't. The Reekins own it. Dennis Reekin.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are interested, text in DVD. We're going to pick two people today to get $500 from me off something that costs $1,000 or more.
So has been something been making you nervous? Maybe your refrigerator, your range, your washer, dryer.
Some things you just can only fix so many times.
Right.
So just text in 217-359-2255 and let me know if you're interested. If it's that time and you really need the dishwasher, you really need a washer dryer.
Maybe it's time to upgrade.
Yep, and the refrigerator's been acting up, and the top's kind of warm, the bottom's freezing. Yeah, I speak from experience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are interested in $500, you won't get any. You're not getting that in fistful of dollars. Come on, man.
That's right.
217-359-2255. My gift to you, $500 to spend at Dick Van Dyke. Go to ghoststever.com or text in 217-359-2255. Text in DVD or Dick Van Dyke, and you'll be in the hopper, and you'll get a call or email later. Kind of checking you out, making sure this is what you want to do.
And then you'll head to 1510 North Neal Street inside yep. the next 7 days.
All right, our old friend Boyd Matheson.
Nice.
He is the radio host, now doing television, too.
Out in Utah?
Things have changed. I tried to get him to run for Senate. I don't think he's going to do it. We'll talk to him next. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Illini fans, it's the best time of the year. Homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st, versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football.
What could be better than that? Get tickets at FightingIllini.com. From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden accepts Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's invitation and will be in Israel tomorrow as a show of support for the war with Hamas terrorists in Gaza. From there to Jordan for meetings with Arab leaders.
Reiterating our belief, our strong belief, that Hamas does not represent the vast, vast majority of the Palestinian people. They are victims here as well.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby, a man suspected of killing two Swedish soccer fans in an Islamic terrorist attack in Brussels, Belgium, is found shot and killed by police after an overnight manhunt.
Thousands of Sweden supporters had gathered in the city for a soccer game with Belgium. Two were shot dead and a third injured in an automatic rifle attack 3 miles from the stadium. Later, a man identifying himself as a member of ISIS posted a video saying he carried out the attack.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the soccer match was suspended halfway through, the stadium evacuated. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Two men in their early 20s hurt Sunday night after police say they were involved in a road rage shooting with another driver. Decatur police said the shooting happened about 7 in the 2000 block of North Oakland Avenue. Investigators determined the victims, ages 20 and 22, had left a church function together. Champaign County Crime Stoppers asking the public for tips that can help solve an aggravated battery case at Urbana Pool last month. The battery happened September 3rd at Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. Police said a woman became agitated when she was not allowed to bring an outside beverage into the facility, making threatening comments and using inappropriate language around other patrons. Parents say losing a child is something that follows them every day, but what makes grieving easier is having a support system that understands. Sunday, Carl Health in Urbana took the time to remember the baby's loss and support the families in the process. The event was in honor of Pregnancy Loss Awareness Day. That's why Carl Health hosts an event in honor of families still going through the process. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Our weather with meteorologist Greg Sawyer, brought to you this morning by Carl.
Carl reminds you they have some job opportunities. They're hiring. Recommendations on how to feel better faster. Carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Panavis. Saturday, pleasant days worth of early autumn weather ahead for the day today. After some areas of low clouds and fog, we'll get into some sunshine. Next weather system of Pacific origin. Expected to increase shower activity here between late tomorrow, more likely tomorrow night into Thursday. Could linger on Friday, but no big deal expected. Maybe just a couple of sprinkles with parade activities in mind for homecoming and for homecoming itself, the ball game and into the weekend. Temperatures a little below average, but dry weather is expected. Same like today with a partly sunny sky. Some fog patches around this morning. Heads up, keep the low beams on early on with a high temperature around 61. Light west wind, partly cloudy, 42 tonight. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. Breezy, milder up to 67. Threat for a shower late in the day. And a couple of rounds of showers tomorrow night into Thursday, ending Friday, quarter to less than half inch with harvest operations in mind. Highs up to about 64 on Thursday, 63 Friday, lower 60s for the weekend. Nights down near 40. For CVJ Podcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I didn't mention yesterday, Suzanne Summers, who was in Three's Company, among other things, was the Thighmaster entrepreneur.
Yes.
I had her on my radio show probably 40 years ago, and she was as nice as can be. All accounts is that she was really, really nice and a good human, married to the same man for 46 years.
Aww.
And just did a lot of things. But, no, I remember talking to her. She had just posed for a picture in Playboy.
Uh-oh.
And showed, you know, her upper body.
Okay.
And I remember saying, Suzanne, I have to ask you about the Playboy. She said, okay. So we talked about that. She's very nice. Very, very nice woman.
Okay.
Died at 76, just about turned 77. Suzanne Summers, but a very pleasant woman. Enjoyed my memory of that.
And her birthday was yesterday.
Coming up. Yeah.
So she turned 77.
Just shy of that.
Mm-hmm.
7:35. Ladies and gentlemen, Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Source, the Blowtorch Salt Lake City, Utah, KSL Radio. Aren't you on TV now, Boyd? What's going on?
I am on TV now as well. I have a nice Sunday show, the Sunday edition, and we do the drill on Sunday as well.
So Mitt Romney's not running. What the heck? I thought we had this planned out. Secrets, handshake, the whole thing. Why aren't you running for Senate in Utah, Bubba?
Because I'm talking to you.
You don't want to go back to the swamp because you spent a chief of staff for Senator Mike Lee there a number of years. So you're just not, that's not what you want to do in life right now, I guess.
You know, we're actually weighing it out and giving it some good thought, and we'll see where that all goes. As you know, it's I know what the slog is. It's one of those things I always say: everybody wants to be an author, but nobody wants to write a book.
Well,
a lot of people think they want to be the senator, but they don't want to go through the campaign, and they actually really just want to be a social media person. And so I know the back end of the job, and so that's really what we're evaluating: is it highest and best use, and is the best place for us to make a difference and have an impact. So we'll weigh all that out and sort it out. But I will let you know, Stevie J, I promise.
Hold on here. Wait a minute. You actually have to do something when you win? I thought it was just a lot of TV shows and make the rounds. I thought you actually have to vote on stuff?
I'll tell you, one member of the Senate actually told me that just remember, Boyd, the worst thing that could happen to you is you could win.
wasn't Robert Redford, he won, and he says, now what? And that was a movie
now what?
50 years ago. Yeah. Boyd Matheson on the Tapman's Toying phone line. So, Boyd, the Mitt Romney book is coming out, and that little nugget that, I don't know if you read this yesterday, that Oprah Winfrey offered to run with Mitt Romney to get rid of Trump. Is that true? Or Mitt would have been vice president to Oprah?
Yeah, I think that probably was about a nanosecond conversation. But
okay.
But makes for a nice little, you know, tease to a big book watch.
Well, I bring it up because I really believe Oprah, Michelle Obama, and The Rock could all win. I mean, think of this. Dwight Eisenhower, who led the Allies, he said, let's go on Normandy. And now we're down to that? We're down to celebrities?
Yeah.
That's where we are in America? I mean, there's a lot of worrisome things going on. And I guess to think that a celebrity could be president of the United States hurts me.
Yeah, it is sad that we've gotten so far down into the performative politics, or what our good friend, former senator, who got out and went to the University of Florida, Ben Sass, would always just call it performative jackassery. And that sort of seems to be the calling card for a lot of members of Congress these days. And that's a sad thing, because it's keeping a lot of good people out of the conversation. And it's causing a lot of great Americans to disconnect from the process, because it just doesn't make any sense to them. And why would they lean into that kind of conversation? So we have to get back to civic dialogue. We have to get back to a different kind of conversation. We have some serious, as you alluded to, Stevie, we have to get back to some really serious conversations in this country. And we're not going to do that if everyone is just using an elected office as a platform, as a way to get personal gain or personal power, as opposed to actually doing the hard work and heavy lifting of that thing they call governing.
I don't know, Boyd. I really think I'm a very positive, trying to be very upbeat, let's write a musical kind of guy, but I don't know. I mean, you're talking to students right now about Israel, and they don't believe anything about massacre. They think it's propaganda. The 21-year-old thinks Israel's the villain, and they deserve this, and we're for Hamas, and they just don't believe the massacre stuff. They just don't believe it. So how do you have a conversation, a civil conversation with a human that isn't on the same truth level as you?
Yeah, it actually starts in our homes and communities, Stevie. If we're waiting all the way and hoping that the college campus is going to be the place for our young people to learn about how to engage in real dialogue and get to truth, not moral relativism, but real truth. Truth is truth. But that starts way upstream. And I think the problem is we're looking way downstream. And how do we control social media? How do we control the college campus? And this has to start in our own homes, our own neighborhoods and communities. And if we don't start there, everything else is going to be window dressing in the end, because then everything is relative and everything is, you know, whatever my truth is, as opposed to what the truth is. And again, that's part of what we have to get back to. But that's up to us adults to make sure we're creating space for those conversations to happen.
I think it went south in the 60s with Vietnam. I think it's that's the beginning of it, the John Kennedy assassination. I think all of that just kind of snowballed. Things got really funky and different, and distrust and the explosion of Camelot and all these things. I think it's been going on 50-plus years of an evolution of, you know, very liberal people teaching our kids, and you try and raise your children and all these other things, but right now we're in a war on truth, Boyd.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And again, it requires each of us to start with where we are and what we're communicating out. And as you actually do that, it's amazing what happens. And it's not that you have to go in and beat people over the head, you know, with the truth. That's usually not the best way to have influence. So how we do it actually matters as well. And if we're just, you know, matching rage for rage, or if we're just going wild to get somebody's attention, the interesting thing to me, especially with young people, and actually had Paul Ryan was out to hear former Speaker of the House last week, and he and I had a long sit down. He met with students on the campus of Utah Valley University, and it was really interesting. He said, you know, he's been going across college campuses for a couple of years now as kind of a one-man focus group. And he said, I actually think the young people will be the ones to change it as long as we adults don't mess it up and get in their way. Yeah. And so the interesting thing to me is that the young people have a great distrust in the institutions, but they have a great desire to connect with them. And so that's part of our job, is to make sure we're creating that connective tissue, again, back into community. Remember, community and culture lead, the politics will follow. Our politicians always tell us the opposite, that they're going to lead us somewhere. But historically, that just doesn't prove out. Well, always been community and culture.
And the politician is the one that when they see a parade that's already left, they run to the front, right?
I mean, exactly.
They ask, my idea. I just am very pessimistic, unfortunately, about how that evolves, because really, I think the change in America and some of the policies has been because of some of these folks that have now been voted in and have some power. And that's why you're seeing men playing on women's sports. That's why you're thinking men can have a baby, things like that are just out of sight. You're going, what happened to us? I mean, what are we thinking here? We can't roll up our sleeves and get to work. Somebody says something kind of funny or looks at me funny. I need a safe room. What the world? What would the folks on Ellis Island think of our population right now?
Yeah, I think you've hit something really critical there, Stevie, and I think there's two parts to it. One is this whole grievance mentality, this grievance politics that you've been wronged, you've been hurt, you need to go to your safe room or your snowflake zone, and that's been very detrimental because it's not who we are as Americans. America's always been at its best when we are a country of big ideas, open, roiling debate about real issues, and then we get it done and we move on. But the other thing we have to remember, Stevie, is the answers to all of this. So I'm pretty pessimistic on our politics right now and our politicians. But I've never been more bullish about the future of the country. And let me tell you why. I live in a neighborhood just a few weeks ago for Constitution Day. We just decided we're just going to get together as a neighborhood. We gathered a couple of people who could play a couple of songs. We had a few words. And the neighborhood came out. We have this great little area in our neighborhood. It's a little catch basin. We call it the grassy bowl. And I'm telling you, as I looked around that grassy bowl at a couple of hundred people who on a Sunday afternoon just came out because they love the country. They love freedom. They love the principles of freedom and what it's done for them and for their children and grandchildren. And it's because of that, that the answers to the biggest ills of our time and the greatest challenges that our nation faces are not coming from the marbled halls of Congress. They're going to come from a grassy bowl in my neighborhood, in your neighborhood. It's people coming together, neighbor helping neighbor in need. It's the teacher that stays after class to help a fifth grader. It's that fifth grader that stands up to a bully for a friend who's getting pushed around. That's where it happens. It's the ultimate entrepreneur class when you have a brand new couple. I actually performed a wedding just 2 weeks ago. And I think that's the ultimate act of entrepreneurialism is when you have a young couple coming to an altar to begin a new family in this country. And that gives me great hope. And again, you can look all around and there's a lot of things to be worried about, a lot of things to wring our hands about. But it's people, and it's the good people of this country. We got to quit buying into what the politicians are telling us when they say, trust us. Yeah. Trust us. Yeah. We're the smartest. We're the ones. We need to trust the people, and the rest will take care of itself.
It's Boyd Matheson. He's a radio and television star, Salt Lake City, Utah, on the Tapman's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. So, Senator, Freudian, sorry.
Senator.
good news, bad news. Good news, bad news. Good news, I want to write you $1 million check for your campaign. Bad news is you can't cash it. You just can't cash it. I know, and I frankly, you're amazing to even consider something like this, because I think you need to go in your garage, put on your bike helmet, hit your head on the wall 12 hours a day, and tell me how it goes to be a senator, because I think it'd be very, very difficult, particularly if you're in the minority.
No question, and they're both hard. I used to walk around the Capitol as the chief of staff, and I actually started what we called the Flat Forehead Society. Because you walk around all day just slapping your forehead, saying, right. It can't be this hard. Yeah, it just cannot be this hard.
Yeah.
So.
And I maybe a small thing, but I disagree with the wardrobe change in the Senate. You can't wear a sweatshirt and hoodie and shorts. You just can't do it. Show some respect for the United States of America. Yeah. Would you please?
Absolutely. And actually, they did change that back. So they are back to
Well, good.
They are back. They did have a moment of clarity there and went away from the hoodies and shorts on the floor of the Senate, which was just an abomination and just wrong. Okay. That's that sacred space and holy ground, and we have to treat it that way.
All right, so give me your take on Israel. What do we do? What does America do? What is Israel's going to try and wipe out Hamas? I bet you anything, a dime on a dollar, that our administration is going to back off when this gets bad, and it's probably going to get bad. And then what do you do if Hezbollah hits from the north?
Yeah, so I think the interesting challenge is, and we've actually seen this just over the last 24 hours, you've gone from President Biden making a very strong statement in terms of standing with Israel and how important it was for Israel to be able to defend itself and to create space for their citizens to be free and free of fear. And now he's started to model and shape-shift that a little bit into something that's much more passive, that we need to show restraint, that we have to get the path to peace. Secretary Austin very similarly said this is no time for moral equivalence. This is no time for hesitation. This is a time to be bold and to be strong. And now it's starting to shift as you see the challenges of moving through and trying to eradicate Hamas, that there is that, okay, wait a minute, kind of thing. And so I think that's going to be the real test for the administration, is to navigate that and to figure out what it is that Israel needs so that they can be free and that they can be free from the threats of what took place just a little over 10 days ago.
I think this is scary from a global perspective. I think if Hezbollah gets in and we're fighting front, two fronts, and Iran's rattling, I mean, this could really, really explode on mankind. This could be bad.
Yeah, it could. Although I think some of the people that I've been talking to on the inside, I think there are enough incentives for Iran and for others to not have this escalate further. The thing I worry about is really the interconnectedness of Hamas and Hezbollah to Iran, Iran to Russia, Russia to North Korea and China. And it's really bringing that group of evil together. That's, I think, to your point, Stevie, is where the real worry is if that continues to escalate or this all becomes poor, where they're trying to assert their influence, why American influence in the Middle East is waning. You've actually had China, leaning in a lot of these relationships as the Biden administration has not had a clear vision or a real strong set of resolve to lead in those spaces. And that's the real issue, I think, is will America continue to lead? I think that's important for our allies. It's also important for our enemies to understand. And that's the area where I think the administration has been weakest.
Well, lastly, Boyd Matheson, we need God at the center fold of everything, and we're fading on that. And this, read the Bible up and down, with God good, without God bad, and it's just cycling again. I don't know what we're doing when we try and step away from the Creator. So,
there's no question about that. I have always believed that that having faith in America's future begins with faith in America's future. If we have driven faith of all kinds out of the public square, if it's okay, Stevie, you can have your belief, but just, do it in your closet, in your house, or in your synagogue or your church, if we don't allow people to bring their whole authentic self into the public square, and all the good that comes out of faith-based organizations and faith groups of all kinds in the public square, to me, that's the real threat to our constitutional republic, is if we so drive those principles, those values, those character traits, and all the good that happens in community. If you look at all the work that takes place for those that are suffering and struggling around the world, it's not being done by big government and even by big NGOs. It's faith. It's people of faith and of faith organizations who get it done, because they're the ones who are out there every day doing the hard work and heavy lifting of being a good human and making a difference for their neighbor, whether that neighbor's across the street or on the other side of the planet. We have to get back to that and valuing those differences and then creating space. Again, there has to be space in the public square for faith and people of faith to be able to do that without fear. Otherwise, you are correct. It doesn't end well.
Boyd Matheson, 2005, I interviewed a young senator. His name was Barack Obama. And I said, he'd been in office 144 days. And I said, Senator, they're talking about you running for president. And his response, and I quote, "I'm just trying to find the bathroom around here." And I think you should pull on Obama. I think you should pull Barack Obama. Boyd gets in there, 144 days, boom, running for 2028 president. That's what you.
Oh man, now you're really swinging for the fences, Stevie.
Well,
and that's just a bit outside.
Well, listen, I believe you'd have a very good chance to win in the state of Utah. Everybody knows Boyd Matheson out there, and it's just a question whether you want to go do that. And you got kids and grandkids. I don't blame you, but it's just, you're a good man and you'd be great.
Well, we appreciate that. And either way, we'll continue to have these conversations.
You betcha.
We love the best way to start a day.
Love having a good, solid thinker. That's why you're a superstar. KSL Radio, next time you're thinking of taking any time off, I'll swoop in and buy that station for $100 when you're gone. In any event, Inside Source, KSL Radio, how can people listen to you, find you, Boyd?
They go to KSLNewsRadio.com. You can also just check out Sunday Edition on KSLTV.com. And we've had some really fun interviews there with everyone from Arthur Brooks to former Speaker Ryan. We had Mike Pence on a few weeks ago as well. So good range of good thinkers, George Will, and a host of others. So good conversations, good way to get your Sunday rolling with something to think about.
George Will's from 12 miles from where I'm broadcasting, and he won't be on with me. But anyway, nice job. Boyd, way to go. Listen, appreciate having you always, Boyd. Thanks for your time.
All right, take care.
ESPN 93.5. Boyd Matheson out in Salt Lake City, Utah this morning, where it is 6:52. 7:52 in Champaign-Urbana. We'll check your weather with Greg coming up.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Well, let's check our weather forecast. What do we see out there, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Soyer?
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Nice couple of days ahead across the area with temperatures inching back to more seasonal expectations for the day tomorrow. Next weather system of Pacific origin has a little more movement to it, not stalling out or slow moving like last week's system, and the rain amounts will be much lesser and lighter, so hopefully some opportunities to continue on with harvest in mind and what's been so far relatively good and accelerated harvest season. No worries for homecoming this weekend weather-wise for both Friday as well as for the ball game on Saturday. Some patchy fog around this morning, otherwise partly sunny. 61 will bottom out at 42 for tonight. Creasing clouds turning breezy about tomorrow up to 67. Chance for a shower to the west of us late in the day. Creasing south wind. Occasional showers tomorrow night, low down to 52. A couple of showers around for the day Thursday at 64. Might sprinkle for the parade on Friday, and that'll be mainly in early afternoon. Possibility to high to 63. Kickoff temperatures at 62 for Saturday with some sunshine into Sunday and Monday. Highs again are in the lower 60s. For Steve VGA Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99. Code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more at Frasca.com/careers.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
All right, so the Stever offer, the program where I, Stevie J, happily give you money to go shop at a wonderful business. Today's wonderful business is Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you $500 when you buy something that costs at least $1,000. And that's like 50% off your thousand. Yeah. It's something you're not getting anywhere on the planet.
That's right.
And so if you want $500 and you need an appliance, this is your pathway to save money. So
that's
what you
right.
do is you text in DVD, Dick Van Dyke, to show your interest. We have a lot of people that obviously would take my money.
Sure, and we want you to move on this in the next 7 days.
Just go in, start the process.
Mm-hmm.
For some of these, it takes a little bit of time, so we understand that, but just move on it.
Yep.
You go in, and they'll be ready for you. Jeff Weathers is the manager out there, and I communicate with him. Like,
nice.
Diane Ducey's coming in today, or coming in the next 7 days, and they have all your information ready to go, and then you look around.
And then we can let Jeff know how his staff did.
Yep, we have a little survey. Yep, that happens as well. So you go in there and you see, yeah, this is $1,100. Not for me, it's $600. Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Text in 217-359-2255. Text in DVD if you're interested in that. Or go to GhostStever.com. I got it up there. You can express interest by going to GhostStever.com. Thousands of you have joined this club. That costs no money. Okay, good luck to you. We're going to break for the news and come right back. First, the interview in our 8 o'clock hour is talking about this ground war invasion that is happening imminently. They're looking over, I think, at Hezbollah coming, shooting. They've got Iranian missiles that they can shoot in the north of Israel. So you're going to have a war on two front of Hezbollah, also a proxy of Iran. By the way, Hamas has launched 6,500 rockets at Israel.
Wow.
6,000. How often are the air raid sirens going off? It's many, many times a day.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5. The news is next. That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.